in Mississippi are reeling after two tornadoes. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. In Amory, Mississippi, Fox's Charles Watson.
A serious situation down here, and by the looks of all the destruction that we see right now, there's no wonder why this storm killed 23 people, 23 confirmed deaths across the state of Mississippi. We heard from the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency, which said that, those first responders were out continuing rescue and recovery efforts, and that we could see those numbers unfortunately tick up as we speak. Four people are missing.
The governor issuing a state of emergency for impacted counties. Iran-backed militias recently launched a rocket attack on a U.S. military base in Syria. Friday's attack on the heels of U.S. retaliation strikes following the death of an American contractor from what is suspected to be an Iran-made drone.
There are roughly 900 U.S. troops in Syria right now. The top U.S. general for American forces in the Middle East says his troops have been attacked nearly 80 times since President Biden took office. The attacks on U.S. forces comes as the White House is trying to pivot away in the region to Asia to take on a rising China and continue supporting Ukraine. In recent weeks, China has moved in, brokering a deal for Saudi Arabia to resume relations with its arch enemy, Iran, of course.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Officials say at least two suspected migrants are dead, many others hospitalized. Police responding to a call Friday about people suffocating in a train car traveling near the U.S. southern border. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with Texas Department of Public Safety on Fox's Cavuto Live.
There are severe injuries, and we have immigrants that are in critical condition. Chances are they will be released into the country once they're cleared from the hospital. And those that did not sustain any injuries will more likely be deported back, just depending on what country they were from.
The train was stopped near Uvalde, Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Rescue crews are digging through rubble after a deadly explosion at a Pennsylvania chocolate factory Friday. Fox's C.B. Cotton.
The iconic R.M. Palmer Chocolate Factory has been in business since 1948, and these were its headquarters, located about an hour and a half northwest of Philly. The company's website says more than 850 people worked here. At least eight people were taken to the hospital with injuries because of this explosion. And sadly, this morning we learned five people are still unaccounted for. We've also confirmed that at least two people have died.
Officials report one person pulled from the rubble alive overnight. Lawmakers holding a bipartisan hearing regarding the social media app TikTok and related security concerns.
We have to find that balance of being in government and making sure that we're protecting the constitutional rights of Americans, their First Amendment rights, freedom of expression, speech, etc., but also their Fourth Amendment. We have had warrantless data collection on Americans for years.
Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kemick on Fox's Cavuto Live. TikTok is owned by Chinese company ByteDance. A billionaire announces an open call to give away $250 million to community nonprofits. Fox's Tanya J. Powers explains.
Mackenzie Scott says she's giving away $1 million to each of the 250 nonprofits selected and has launched an open call for applications. It marks the first time that nonprofits can reach out to Scott for potential funding. Until now, she and her team would contact organizations they were interested in backing, then offer them donations. To apply, the nonprofits must have annual operating budgets larger than $1 million, but less than $5 million for at least two of the last 5 years. Organizations need to register to apply before May 5th and complete applications by June 12th. Winners will be announced in early 2024.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.